Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Governor's Cup, the crescendo of the PRCA season in 2025. Our guest today is from Queensland, Australia. He is the runner-up champion of the world riding saddle broncs in pro rodeo, Damien Brennan. Hello, Damien. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
We're glad that you're here. Tell us your story.
So I was just grew up on a cattle station back home, back in Australia, and grew up just doing normal ranch kid life, you know, riding horses, and we have a cattle operation at home, so just doing that kind of stuff, and finally got into bronc riding once I left school. So I was probably 18 to 19 years of age once I got my first bronc riding saddle, and went to a couple of bronc riding schools and really fell in love with it and really enjoyed it, and got an opportunity to come over here to America and go to Snyder College, so Western Texas College down there for Greg Rhodes, and so that was a pretty cool opportunity in my opinion. So I was like, shoot, you know, what's the worst that could happen? So I went over and never looked back, really. Won a college title and won the Rookie of the Year, and kind of just kept going from there and just doing little stepping stones each year and setting my goals, and now I'm setting it for the world title.
It is awesome story. Can we step back a little bit to the cattle station? Were you chasing clear coats and slicks? And tell us a little bit about ranching in Australia.
Yep. So my mum and dad, they have 150,000 acres back home, and we run straight Brahman cows, and we put a lot of Charolais bulls and stuff over them. And pretty well that. And we muster on horseback, so all horse and dog is how we muster. And pretty straightforward operation. Same deal. We'll pull our wieners off the mum and sell our wieners kind of straight off mum, or and the tail end of them we'll send down to another place of ours and grow them out and keep turning them over and making money.
So you can probably rope as well as you can ride.
No, we do not. We do not grow up with ropes in Australia. Well, I never did. We grow up riding stock saddles. So we have a lot of good dogs. So if anything kind of runs away, we'll normally send a dog and the dog will grab them and bring them back. Whereas you guys would go rope them and bring them back most of the time. There's some people with dogs. But there's a few places where I went and worked in the Northern Territory. And we used to catch them in them little Jeeps. They are little... Spies like a Jeep Toyota, and it's got an arm on it, and you'd race up beside them. The helicopters would bring them out, and you'd race up in them little Jeeps and put an arm over and catch them and tie them to a tree.
What is the biggest challenge or the biggest predator over there? The torrential rains or the dingoes?
Snakes, probably. I think that'd be the most deadly. I think we got the most deadliest snakes in the world in Australia. We got all kinds of them, and so I'd probably say the snakes.
And they affect the cattle?
Oh, no, you mean for the cattle?
Yeah, both. Yes.
No, you might get the odd bitten cow or something, but no, very rarely. Dingoes are probably the toughest on our calves. Yep, they'll get a few calves a year.
Well, it's fun to talk cowboy talk, but let's talk about professional sports. What did you see and what did you learn when you came to the United States, and how are you using that knowledge now?
I think a college was a big stepping stone for me. Never really knew about a mindset or like how to set my goals properly and how to train the brain to think correctly, I suppose. So the coach there at college, he was awesome for that. Really, that was a big thing I learned, was it's not about talent, it's a lot about it. 60% how you think and how your attitude, I suppose, and then 40% is talent. So a lot of it comes from your head and you've got to be confident and all that kind of stuff. So that's probably the biggest thing I've learned since I've been over here.
Who was your coach, and can you share something that maybe he told you that you could share with the youth listening to us today?
Yep, so my coach was Greg Rhodes, and he's been coaching that college for a long time now. And probably the biggest thing is, set your goals and never set them too low. Set them where it's like, holy, am I ever going to get there? But make sure you set them high, because the sky's your limit and you'll surprise yourself sometimes.
And you have set them high. We wish you luck. And well, I don't believe in luck. We wish you success.
Yeah.
And God bless you towards your first world championship, maybe in 2025.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Australia's own Damien Brennan, pro rodeo saddle bronc rider. Thank you, Damien.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa in Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.